Radio dial with a smile on my face, energy to waste. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. It's your man Tyler Campbell, aka Mr. Real Life Real Talk, aka Mr. TC Speaks, and I'm so excited, I'm so engaged, I'm so enthralled, I'm so happy. That's right, all those words and then some, to be having this show again this Saturday. Y'all know every time I step to the microphone, I'm bringing energy, passion, and we are going to rock and we are going to roll and definitely going to get better. Definitely text us in 512-337-3776. Text in to us. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. My man John will get with me, get in my ear, try to keep everybody abreast as to what is taking place and stay connected. That's the main thing that we try to do on this show, Real Life and Real Talk, ladies and gentlemen, is to stay connected with you all as listeners, for you all make this show what it is. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. So we can grow. Y'all know the slogan. You already know what it is. My man John is over there tweaking and twisting the dials, like Rob Babers loves to say. Love and respect my man John, hailing from the state of Washington, always there to make this show what it is and make sure that I am on cue and rolling through in a timely manner. What I'm trying to tell everybody, I say it all the time, listen, there are always people strategically placed in your life to help you get where it is that you want to be. And there's no way that Real Life and Real Talk, this radio show, can function without my man John in the booth. So he is a very much, he is an essential part of what takes place every Saturday here for all of the shows across the board. So, John, I love you, my brother, and I respect you, and I appreciate you for definitely always hanging with me. I'm the last show of the day, so, hey, I appreciate you taking out your Saturday for me, John. I appreciate you. Oh, man, but y'all pray for your boy TC. This is Real Life, Real Talk. I have to be honest, man. I dropped my wife off at the airport on Wednesday. You know, I always keep it 100, keep it always current through what it is that I'm going through. I am a regular person like everybody else. I am a man. I am a father. I am a husband, right? Just like other people. Yo, you cut me, it bleeds, right? So I'm going through this situation right now. Three kids at home, got a 4-month-old, a 3-year-old, a 7-year-old, and daddy has all of them by himself. And I want to tell y'all, man, I thought it was going to, not to say that it's not challenging, right? But for me, it's like, man, I'm enjoying this time with my kids so much that we've been having a blast, man. We've been doing sleeping bags. We've been doing some stuff that mommy probably wouldn't allow, but we're having fun, and it has been a joy. Now, I'm not going to lie. Your man has been exhausted. That's why I'm asking y'all to pray for me, but, man, we ate spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? I had pizza on Friday night. You know, have a little bit of McDonald's during the week. So daddy is doing whatever he can to ensure the babies are fed, right? And so you know how dads do. That's what I'm going through. Three babies at home. Mama comes back on Monday, y'all. Y'all pray for your boy TC. Make sure I get through this. And again, man, you already know what's best, because you can do anything with MS. All right? So as a father, I also have that MS, but I ain't going to let it stop me. And I know that's what so many other people are doing for their own selves. But I want to shout out Real Life Real Talk Nation also. Last week's episode, man, I think it put us up at 600 views, if not more than 600 on SoundCloud. So I love y'all and respect y'all, Real Life, Real Talk Nation. Keep this movement going. We are touching people and we are changing lives. When you get this message, yo, retweet it. Put it on IG. Put it on Facebook. Let it marinate on other people's cerebellum so that we can grow this following, ladies and gentlemen, and we can continue to push out a word so that it can fall on the ears of somebody who is in desperate and dire need of upliftment and encouragement, because it's each one reach one and each one teach one, and that is what we do here at this radio station, what we do here for Real Life, Real Talk Nation. So I salute y'all. Y'all keep pumping out this message. Keep letting it fall on the ears prayers of those who are in need. And that's how we learn. And that's how we grow. And I appreciate y'all, man. And just an update. I know everybody was staying in tune with me. If you've been listening, I have a an initiative that I put into play. Of course, somebody who's been living with multiple sclerosis since I was 21. I'm 34 years old now. And so my MS is my activism, right? In the words of Nipsey Hussle, used to always say, let your capitalism be your activism, all right? What you do capitalistic can also transcend and allow you to be more active in the communities. And so my multiple sclerosis, I switched it up. Yo, that's my activism. I walk in this. I live with this. And so it is my heart. It is my service to pour back into the multiple sclerosis community. And I'm always thinking with Pro Player Foundation of ways in which we can collectively reach people within the multiple sclerosis community. Hashtag reach is what we have for our Educate, Elevate, Collaborate initiative, which is what I talked about, which is raising awareness for people in underserved communities with multiple sclerosis. And if you know me, y'all know how much I love comic books, how much I grew up on comic books, right? Batman, Robin, DC, to Marvel, to the Avengers, right? To the Black Panther, all that stuff. I grew up with it. So it has always been my dream to hopefully one day be a comic book character, right? So now we have a photo novella project, a project that is going to allow myself to be a comic book character, right? It allows me to kind of take my life, put it in comic book form, and allow my MS story to be a way to reach people. The photo novella is a popular publishing and journal documents or pamphlets that are done within the Latino community, right? And if we're talking about getting word out for underserved communities, if we're talking about doing things for people of color, how could we not utilize the publications of a photo novella to take my MS story, put it in comic book form, and help walk people through what my journey in life was looking like? Because sometimes if you give people a book, it may be too much, but if you give people a comic book, because it touches on their heart, it touches on their soul, it takes them back to their childhood, they like the colors, they like the graphics, it's not too much to read, man, we can further enhance our way in which we reach people with MS. And so I'm excited, man. Your boy TC is about to start becoming a superhero within the MS community. So that photo novella project is undergoing. We've got some artistry stuff that has started to come back from my approval, some dialogue coming back from my approval. And let me just say, we've got something special. So be on the lookout for that. I have not stopped. We will keep this thing going. Hashtag reach, educate, elevate, collaborate. Another special opportunity happened to me in my life this week. Again, you never know where life will take you, but if you have an ear to listen and a heart to serve, if you keep those things true for yourself, all right, and if you let those things be your core, there's no telling where the journey of life will take you and what barriers will allow you to be broken, no matter what facet of life you're trying to go down with the path of a goal that you have set for yourself. And for me, I'm to the point now with the MS, because I've dove so far into this community, I now had the opportunity to work with an international organization, MS Brain Health Organization. And shout out to Dr. Mitzi Williams down there in Atlanta, Georgia, for thinking of me highly enough to be on the steering committee for MS Brain Health Organization, where they've developed an international initiative focusing on early intervention following the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis patients. And what they say is, yo, your time matters. So here your boy is, TC, man. I'm get multiple sclerosis at 21 years old. I'm 34 now. And because I've made it a mission and the man up above has cast it on my heart to put MS as my activism, I'm now on a steering committee with people who are from the UK, individuals who are from Australia, Serbia, Romania, and even Germany. And I'm one of two Americans on this committee of, let me see, 10 people. 10 people in the world, and I'm one of the two from America, man. So special thank you to you, Dr. Mitzi, and I'm excited to dive in with MS Brain Health Organization. You stay tuned to that. I'll retweet everything that I do. Keep folks in the loop. And as we know, y'all, data is always king, right? And so one of the biggest things in the MS community that is lacking right now is data, specifically for people who are in the minority group. But in general, there's so much more of a need for data. The more data you have, the better capability you are able to provide and find answers for whatever people are going through. I mean, if you look at me on the microphone, people think that I just get on this microphone and just talk. that it does not work that way. Rob Babers does not just come on the radio station and talk. Kevin Dunn does not get, B&E don't just get up here and talk. There's a lot of research and analysis that goes on behind the scenes before they approach the microphone. And for me, I've always taken note of that. I've always taken heart to that. You know, you get out of it what you prepare for: time, effort, research. And that is what Holly Schmidt at iConquer MS is putting their next project as, because there's a need for patients with MS to go ahead and head over to their website at iconquermS.org, because what they're trying to put together is an initiative of data to ask people who live with MS, what have they felt in their bodies since they've taken the COVID-19 vaccines? How did it make you feel? Did you notice that you started maybe to have more problems with your MS post-vaccination? And we need this data if COVID is going to continue to be in our lives moving forward. We're talking about being selfless instead of selfish, okay? And so I'm encouraging people, if you live with MS, head to iconquermS.org. If you have received a vaccination, and just write down a few words of what you felt with your vaccinations, all right? How did it make you feel? Whether you're relapsing, remitting, primary, progressive, it does not matter. We need this data to better help enhance service to the MS community, since COVID is always going to be something that's looming, all right? And I want to close out this segment before we get into what we're going to talk about on the other side of this break with my shout out of the week, right? And my shout out of the week goes to, I've got three of them, man. I've got to give a special shout out to my man Joe at Joah Service, at J-O-A-H Service. He sent me a tweet and he said to me, it was very special. He said, yo, from last week's message, he said, man, TC, I needed that bounce back talk today. Gracias, amigo. Hey, de nada, my friend. Hey, shout out to you and thank you for listening. My brother Carl Mayer is my guy. Man, Carl Mayer sent me a message. I'm shouting you out, Carl, because Carl told me, over the tweet, he said, every Saturday morning I drag my old bones out to walk 5 or 6 miles. I love getting into my new car. I love getting into my car. And when I'm done, and hearing your contagious positivity. So thank you, Carl. I appreciate you and I salute you. And if you didn't listen to last week, a brother of my name, I'm going to call him Tyler P, opened up his heart. He sent a text message in, said he has been dealing with mental health issues for a good portion of his life, but hearing last week's talk was something that helped him to value his life, refrain from those suicidal thoughts that can happen and pop up, and to understand that his life has value and worth and he can have forgiveness in his heart. Bro, you never know how your words could transcend and change and help somebody else in your inner circle, or even people who you don't know. So let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. I'll catch you all on the other side of this break, and I'm going to talk about why it's necessary in life to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs. Take us out, Big John. Whether you black, white, green, yellow, purple, when you hear that sound in the background, that doo 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 doo, coming in the air tonight, man, you know that Phil Collins, bro. And today's playlist is sponsored by some of the abnormal tracks that I used to listen to when I was playing football. You know what I'm saying? And you better believe, yo, that Phil Collins, bruh. Phil Collins will have you walking out of the locker room like the ultimate warrior. You know, shout out to my man Tyler P, who I was shouting out the last segment, who's a diehard WWF or WWE wrestling fan. Wrestling is always at my heart, but man, that Phil Collins, yo, that will take y'all somewhere. That will have you ready, man. Something about that. Oh, Phil, I love it. But we're getting into our first segment, man. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself, going through that model of let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. And so without further ado, we're going to get that TC Speaks cranking on the count of three, John. Give me that TC Speaks. 1, 2, 3. Ah, well, let's get into it then, my brother. Let's get into it then. We're going to get into a mentality that I feel is going to be, it's going to rack people's brains a little bit. Like, man, did this dude just really say that? And it's like, yes, yes, I did. And I'll break down why this mindset is totally necessary when going after the desires of your heart in this world, this crazy, crazy world that we live in. Write this down. You got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Everybody like, man, did he just say that? I got to rewind that. Did he? Yes. All right. Your mentality. You have got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And yes, that cereal reverts back to my childhood. All right. It was one of my favorite cereals growing up. All right. So I'm not just making up stuff to make up stuff. I'm flashing back and saying, yo, that mentality, it really, really goes somewhere, man. Cocoa Puffs were invented back in 1958, right? It was one of the first chocolate cereals to ever be released within this country. Cocoa Puffs have been around a long time. Many of y'all's children or even some of my adults, yo, we're still eating them to this day. But in 1962, the brand released Sonny the Cuckoo, who was a cuckoo bird, right? And Sonny the Cuckoo bird is still alive and well and still rolling. And thus the slogan born, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And when you're thinking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you're thinking, yo, you got to have some screws loose. Got to be willing to be a little bit crazy. Be willing to take yourself over the edge every time you get in or around some Cocoa Puffs. It makes you do some abnormally crazy things. And that's what Sonny the Cuckoo Bird was notable for doing within the advertisements for the Cocoa Puffs brand. All right. And so you translate it and it slowly evolves. When people say you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man, that dude's kind of a little bit off the rocker. That woman's a little bit, well, quote unquote, crazy. And I just so firmly believe that you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs to really go after the desires of your heart in this world, because you're going to meet so much adversity. You're going to meet so much. You can't do that. You're going to meet so much of other people who stumbled and fallen in their own lives. Therefore, they're speaking it over yours because they didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. So therefore, their belief and mindset is neither can you. And if you are not careful, I've said it once, I'll say it again. If you are not careful with your life, you will live a life in which you talk your own self out of receiving your goals that you have for yourselves or the blessings that could be bestowed on you just for having the right mindset for yourself. And I think the best way that I can dumb it down for people is to understand you have got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So now you're asking yourself, how do you go about developing this type of mindset for yourself? Oh, I got you. You better believe TC gonna break it down for you in three principles. Principle number one, deny yourself from self-preservation. Deny self-preservation. Deny self-preservation. Self-preservation is the protection from oneself or harm. You preserve yourself, you caution yourself whenever you don't want to be hurt, don't want to be scarred, don't want to be broken, don't want to be in pain. You avoid certain things. You avoid certain discussions. You tend to travel the road that is more traveled than the one that is less traveled because it is quote unquote safe. And I'm here to tell you that if you're willing to go after or have this desire to go after what you want in this world, yo, you can't be safe. You can't be cautious. You can't walk and live a life of self-preservation where you don't take chances on yourself. Because if you do, you're going to end up empty-handed. And you're going to be somebody who gets into their older ages singing their shoulda, coulda, wouldas about what they should have, could have done in their life, but ultimately didn't do it. And I don't want people to be those individuals in the beauty salon or in the barbershop talking about what they used to do instead of speaking over and discussing what they are currently doing with their lives. Can I get a hello from somebody? Let's go. That should touch on somebody's soul. Let that marinate on your cerebellum. We're not doing any shoulda, coulda, wouldas on this show. I'm about supplying people with information that is necessary to go out and get what you need in life. And you need to get, in order to, for you to get there, get used to denying self-preservation. Get that mindset out of your thought process as well as your vocabulary. I think football is the greatest example that I could paint that I lived outwardly from my own experience that taught me to avoid self-preservation. If you look at the mindset of somebody who plays football, and even if you don't watch the sport watch the sport continuously or love the sport, you have to admire, you have to think highly of individuals who are able to live their lives and go out and say, I'm literally going to have the mindset where I'm going to run through the person on the other end of this line of scrimmage. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to obliterate this person over and over and over again consistently for four quarters of football and develop that mindset for themselves at early ages in their lives. What I'm saying is you have to be somebody who plays the game with reckless abandon in order for yourself to get to higher levels with this game or in order to help aid your team to walk off the field victorious. You can't play the game of football cautiously. And when you play cautiously, you will get hurt. But if you play it denying yourself from self-preservation, 9 times out of 10, you will get what you want out of the play in which you are competing in. But you can't play the game soft. You have to go all in. You have to put your body on the line for this game. And that is the same mindset that I want people to have for yourself in life. Yo, I want people to go all in with yourself. Whatever your goal is and whatever other people may tend to say about that thing should not stop you, because you have the mindset that I'm going all in with this thing. I'm going to give it everything that I have, and then I'm going to lay my body and my mind on the line for this thing that I'm choosing to do with my life, for the entrepreneurial endeavor that I'm choosing to engage in my life. Y'all, I'm so hyped, I'm hitting the microphone. For my marriage, that I'm going all in for my wife. For my goal as a teacher, I'm going to go all in for my students via Zoom. My goal as a boss, I'm going to show up every single day and go all in to give my employees what they need and the guidance that they need. I'm going to lay it all out on the line. Yo, that's the mindset that football taught me. Yo, it was the greatest life teacher. And then as I looked at the sport, it's like, yo, you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs to play the sport. To say to yourself, I'm going to engage in many car wrecks from my adolescent age all the way through college football and beyond. Like, people who are willing to do that, yo, you got to be a little bit crazy, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Sonny the Cuckoo, to play the game. But it transcends, because to go after what you want in life, you got to be a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs too. To actually stand up and say, in this world that we live in, when everybody goes against, everybody opposes, everybody says, no, you can't. To be able to stand firm and be the outlier that goes totally against the grain, I'm telling people, you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but watch this, it's okay. Normally that tagline would have a negative to it, but actually, in all actuality, being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yo, that's a good thing, y'all. To be able to have that confidence and say, I'm going to do this, yo, that's priceless. That's why I owe the game of football everything. Because that mindset that says I have to go out and be a gladiator, put blood, put sweat, put tears, put my body, play with injury, play with broken bones, play with bruises, play with scars. I got to still go out there, make no excuses, and do my job for the betterment of this team. Oh my gosh, that's a priceless mindset. That's a priceless employee that you are cultivating within your organization of business. Denying ourselves continually for the game of football that we loved, self-preservation. Oh, it was a life lesson. It was a teacher. I'll never forget, at San Diego State University, we had a player. His name was Jacob. And Jacob was a defensive back, and I remember getting redshirted this year. And so you had the opportunity as a redshirt to engage in every single film session the day after the game. Just because you were redshirted didn't mean you weren't going to be a part of watching the game film from the previous day with the traveling team. And I was sitting in the special teams room, and I saw Jake sit down. And everybody was looking wild at Jake, like, yo, Jake, what's going on? And Jake had, like, a jacket over his arm. You could see his arm was freshly fitted with a cast that you would get from a broken arm. And Jake had broke his arm unknowingly in a game. he was told to run down and bust the wedge on kickoff. And if you don't know what busting a wedge is, it's where you run full speed and you run directly after about 50-yard sprint. You run head on into an arsenal of defenders, and your job is to break through. It is probably one of the most dangerous positions on the game of football. Jake did that position with relentless and reckless abandon, denying self-preservation. Jake played that game entirely after busting his wedge on the first play of the game, played the entire game with a broken hand. Nobody knew about it. But he loved the betterment of the team, and he was willing to put his life and his body on the line for the team. Football showed you how to sacrifice yourself for the betterment of something, so much so where it becomes the regular. And that mindset is something that transcends over into your life when it comes to sacrifice and when it comes to denying yourself for the betterment of your goal, of your dream, or for the betterment of other people. It becomes easier because of what you sacrifice with your body all this time. That's what the game of football taught me. And I'm telling people, if you haven't played a game of football in your life and you're just now needing to learn it, yo, deny yourself self-preservation. Get used to putting your body and your mind on the line for what you want to do and what you want to be. Principle number one for being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, what you got to do? Deny self-preservation. Get you on the other side of this break. Take us out, Big John. Hey, y'all, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself, coming to you live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face, energy to waste. If you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, it is guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in the right space. Listen, this is 104.9 The Horn. Send us text messages, 512-337-3776. We are live, we are local, we are digital. Take the Horn app everywhere that you go. You can even go to the Horn website, tune into us live there. We need your support. We love having your support. Take the messages that you hear from everybody on the lineup and spread them, man. We got it going on 104.9 The Horn. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, talking today about why it is necessary. I'm going against the grain, y'all. Why it is necessary to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? You know, and we live in a day and time, obviously, where when you say you have to be lightweight off the rocker about some things, yo, people cringe. People are like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? But it's kind of true. If you understand the background and the makeup of what I come from, somebody who played football for a large majority of their life, if you look at a football player, what we talked about in the last segment. When it comes to being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and having, number one, a principle of self-preservation for yourself, denying yourself of self-preservation, you have to be kind of crazy to play the game of football. Not kind of, bro. You got to be real crazy. It is a real-life gladiator sport. You know, Senatus Populusque Romano, Romani, you know, similar to Roman gladiators from back in the day. It takes a special off-the-rocker type person to play the game of football. It just does. If you are telling somebody that, listen, we are about to engage in many car wrecks, we are about to hit each other as hard as we can every day in practice for numerous years and do this thing in a game and still be able to have fun, yo, it takes a special person. Not everybody can do that. But also, in if you're leading the reading between the lines, what the game is also telling you or showing you is that if you want to hail victorious, you are going to have to deny yourself from protecting yourself from harm. If you play the game of football cautiously, you will get hurt. If you play the game literally putting your body on the line, 9 times out of 10, you're going to walk away making that tackle. You're going to walk away scoring those touchdowns. You're going to walk away wrapping up and driving an opponent to the ground. Why? Because you are okay with putting your body on the line. And the game is also teaching you that if you want to be successful and you're willing to deny yourself from self-preservation, yo, you can also be successful in life. You can be an entrepreneur. You can continue pushing forward when maybe your parents, maybe your brother and your sister, your own blood is looking at you in your face and they're telling you, yo, that's not a good idea. Self-preservation will denying yourself of self-preservation will say, I'm going to go through with this because I'm willing to go that extra mile. I'm willing to believe. I'm willing to take whatever harm is going to have for me because I believe in this mindset or this gift or this purpose or this dream. Check that goal that you have for yourself is so strong. Your football teaches us so much. Don't just be enamored by the athletes that you see on the screen for your entertainment. Be marveled with the hope that these athletes will also walk away from the game and take with it everything that they learned from it and implore it into our economy and implore it into our communities and implore it into the next generation. Because in doing so, with that mindset, oh my gosh, recognize that you've just gotten a dose of what most people never get a chance to experience in their entire life and they don't learn how to do it. But that's why I walk with swag and walk with pride because I played this game. And owe the game everything, y'all. So the first thing you got to do is deny self-preservation. When we're talking about being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, what do you have to do? Yo, forget protecting yourself from harm and go after what it is that you want with reckless abandon, all right? I know I'm going to get some feedback from that. I know I'm going to get some feedback from that saying, yo, TC, I don't know about that. That's going in too strong. But how dare I tell somebody to not go all in with the goal or the purpose that they have over their lives? How dare I not prepare people for the individuals that will come into their life and tell them that they can't? I gotta cultivate you on this radio station to tell you, yo, you got to be a little bit off the rocker. You got to go against the grain. Why? Because it's your goal. It's your purpose. It's the calling that you have over yourself. Therefore, telling it to other people, since it's not their calling, they're not going to understand it. So hold true and stay true to you and be ready for that. The next thing you got to do to be able to sing your goal through, and when being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yo, you got to have a walk-on mentality. I think having the ability to play Division I college sports, one of the things that I think social media is now starting to do a great job in covering are those times during maybe the spring for fall semester sports or fall for spring semester sports when head coaches will take the time to put up posts of when scholarships become available during the off periods of sports, and they take those glorious moments, which were once locker room moments, and they showcase it. And it's the moment of when somebody who is a walk-on is getting placed on full scholarship by the university for their hard work and dedication to the team. For those of you who don't know what a walk-on is, it is the individual who becomes part of the sports team, but they don't have a full scholarship. They don't have their academics paid for. They don't have their room and board paid for. They aren't engaging in the trading table after football. The training table is where you go and get all your food, your snacks, your goodies after practice. They don't get those things because they're not on the scholarship. They can't go to the cafeterias and swipe their cards, get free meals, however they do it digitally now probably. So a walk-on is there simply because they love this game. Better yet, they love the university. And they want to be all in and give everything they have still, even if it means taking the harder route, even if it means being somebody who is ruthlessly getting beat up on in practice, getting thrown around. A lot of times walk-ons don't have the same athletic capability as a lot of people on scholarship. Not all the time, but sometimes. You guys get what I'm going if you don't know what a walk-on is. And now you're seeing the celebrations. You're seeing social media. You see how big of a deal it is for somebody who's a walk-on when they get their scholarship. Because we as players, yo, everybody comes out to that field and everybody puts blood and sweat and tears into that field, into that practice, into this game worth sacrificing. So anytime you see people who come from not having that scholarship, but yet they're still going out and competing, sometimes even harder, pushing even more, giving even a better look than people who are on scholarship, and then you have the opportunity to witness a blessing when a school or when your coach will finally say to that person, yo, we got you, we see you, you are on full scholarship. It is one of the most unsung things that takes place in collegiate sports that most people do not get a chance to experience. To watch somebody's life miraculously change in the blink of an eye because there's been this worry of how will I pay for my education? Perhaps pressure from their parents like, yo, I don't know how much you can keep playing at this school without some type of financial aid coming back to us. We as a family, we can't support this. You know, I know this to be true because my wife came to San Diego State and her mother literally told her, look, you got 1 year to try to get a scholarship. If not, you got to come back home. This is real life and real talk, ladies and gentlemen. So to be able to witness people and watch them get scholarships, this is amazing. And it's a mentality of a person. somebody who is willing to go all in without uncertainty of what the next year could hold. There's a gentleman by the name of Brandon Bolesworth. For a lot of football fans, you may know this story. For some people, you may not know, but I guarantee your soul will be enriched because you are taking the time to listen. Brandon Bolesworth is somebody who grew up in small town in Arkansas and was always a Pig Suey fan, always an Arkansas fan. In his early adolescent years, he said to his brother and his mother, pointing at the TV screen while eating some chips, as an overweight young boy, "Hey, I'm going to do that. I'm going to play football one day for the University of Arkansas." Brandon Bolesworth was somebody who was never actually gifted with great athletic talent. And so if that was the goal that he had for himself, he was going to have to work extremely hard and defy the odds to be that college football player. He wanted to be offensive lineman at the University of Arkansas. His brother did not think he could. Nobody thought he could, simply for the fact that Brandon was not blessed with much athletic capability. He had that chip on his shoulder, that walk-on mentality, that willingness to do whatever it was above and beyond for whatever it was that he desired for himself and for his life. Brandon Bolesworth, he ultimately ended up being drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. His life was cut short as of, like, I think about 12 or 13 days after he reported from minicamp. He returned home to Arkansas, and he ultimately was going to drive his mother to church. He went to pick her up, and 18-wheeler, he crossed the lane of an 18-wheeler that was oncoming and ended up losing his life tragically through a car crash. But his legacy continues to live on as a young man who was a walk-on, who was just willing to be obedient, who believed in himself so much when the ways of the world told him not to, that he was able to still transcend University of Arkansas athletics for generations to come. His jersey, number 77, is still retired there and will always be retired there. An amazing human being, has his own award that was labeled after him, and it is the Walk-On Award. People like Hunter Renfro and Baker Mayfield from out here in Lake Travis, those are notable recipients of the Brandon Bolesworth Award. And so when we talk about being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yo, you got to have that walk-on mentality. You got to have that mentality that says you have no right to be in this room full of people who are where it is that you want to be, but still have that pride within that yourself, have that self-worth about yourself to understand that I am here, I am worthy, and I belong. No matter what you think, no matter what you say, no matter how quick you got here, no matter how much money your family has, yo, I'm here and I'm in this room too. See me and watch this. I will surpass you. Have a walk-on mentality. On the other side of this break, we'll talk more about what it means to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs going after your goals. Take us out, John. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back, right? We're going, listen, these are songs that used to just get me hype on the football field. And that one right there, yo, that is one that I forgot from my man Big John, you know what I'm saying? And him on the radio booth tweaking and twisting the dials. My brother literally told me about this song just a second ago. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yo, when you hear that song, even when we were in the stadium, when you used to be on the traveling squad, you hear that song, yo, you couldn't help but to get that head bobbing, yo, you really to get out on the field and get it cracking, like pads cracking, all right? It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, coming to you live and wild on your radio dial, still a smile on my face with energy to waste. And ladies and gentlemen, download the Horn app. Take us with you everywhere that you go. We are live. We are local. We are digital, right? Send in those text messages, 512-337-3776. This is a show that is for the people, all right? And today's title, I got people rolling. The text messages are hilarious that are coming in. The title for today's segment was You Gotta Be Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And as you know, I'm a child of the 80s, man. So I grew up Cocoa Puffs, first chocolate cereal I ever tried, fell in love with them. And I always will never forget those commercials with Sonny the Cuckoo Bird. And he was always like, yo, you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I feel like that translates over into every facet of your life if you're willing to be perfectly honest about it. Because first time you open up your mouth and say that you want to go after what it is that you want to go after, you got to hold on to your hats, you got to hold on to your seats, because the rest of the world is going to sit back and try to ridicule you. People are going to try to nitpick you. People are going to try to talk all down on you for what you can't accomplish and do with your life. I mean, and that's just real. And so this is real life, real talk. So how dare I not say those things to prep people for what is to come? Because a lot of people coming out of pandemic have had these ideas that you've been sitting on, and now you're ready to put them out into the world. And quite frankly, there are going to be some individuals who aren't going to receive that. All right. So in order to have that cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs types of mentality, that type of off the rocker, like I don't care type of mentality, you got to get used to denying self-preservation. All right. We said self-preservation is the protection from oneself. All right. So what I'm saying is you got to go after your goal or your dream that you have for yourself with reckless abandon. You're not worried about yourself. You're going to put it all on your line. Why? Because you only have one life to live and you could be gone tomorrow. So a person who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for the goal that they have for themselves, they're going to go all in and put everything that they have for themselves to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish with reckless abandon. And those are the things I learned and stayed true. I learned that from football. It transcended over into my life as an entrepreneur and as a speaker now. And because I played that game with reckless abandon and learning how to self-sacrifice myself for the benefit of a team or an organization, it has paid dividends for me in facets of my life. However, yo, you do have to be a little bit crazy to play football. I'm not going to lie. You got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for real. Next, you got to have a walk-on mentality, right? We talked about that. You got to be willing to have that type of chip on your shoulder. That person who literally knows, yo, make peace with yourself and know that whatever it is that you want out of life, you are going to have to be strict. You're going to have to be obedient to the guidelines for what it is that you need to go through to get there. And you just have to have a willingness to outwork anybody, everybody, and especially yourself day in and day out. But understand that in this game of life, ladies and gentlemen, what is more important is, are you the type of person who can execute at a high level, even when being in the constant balancing act of being unbalanced? All right? Things are always going to be shaky, which is like things fall apart. People lose gigs and they're looking for somebody to replace a person for that gig, or somebody is looking for something last minute. If I'm not ready to execute at a high level in a short amount of time, yo, that's money that is left on the table. That's opportunity that is left on the table. That's me taking money out of my kid's mouth because I'm not being and doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, navigating my purpose and the life that I live. So when you're in this act of constantly being unbalanced and still focusing on the goal that you have for yourself, what you're going to notice is that you're also going to start equipping yourself with the capability to execute at a high level in a short amount of time. And so you won't always have the time to prepare, is what I'm telling y'all. Yo, sometimes you're going to get thrusted into something because life is so unbalanced at times that you're going to be thrusted into something and you're still going to have to watch this execute. And execute you can. And I think the confidence builder should be for you as a human being is when you can get to that place that is special in your life and you can execute in a short amount of time. Oh my gosh, it eases the burden. It makes life less stressful because you know that when the lights come on, yo, it's showtime. It's showtime. But it all starts with approaching life with the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs type of mentality for yourself, right? You got to be a little bit crazy and off the rocker to say, my name is this, and this is what I'm going to do, and come hell or high water, I'm going to make it. You know, that's a bold, bold statement. And a lot of people are willing to look at themselves honestly in the mirror and say those statements to themselves, to speak that life, to speak that positivity, to speak that hope within their self and their soul. They won't do that. But you all at Real Life, Real Talk Nation, yo, you are about that life. When we talk about being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, first and foremost, listen, deny self-preservation. Go all in. Be willing to put your body and your mind on the line for what it is that you desire in your heart of hearts. Secondly, yo, have that walk-on mentality. Understand that you're going to have to work hard, harder than you've ever had to work in your life for your purpose. And have tunnel vision with it. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right, because your gift is your gift. You can't try to do it estimating or working off of the way somebody else works. It doesn't work like that. You work off of you, and you bring your lunch pail to your job. You bring your lunch pail to life, each and every day that you are blessed with it, and you say, I'm going to go to work today. I'm going to put it all out there. And then as comfort to others, because so many people feel like life is all over the place and it's chaotic over here. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm always behind the curve. Listen, the real stardom for yourself and the real focal point of yourself is, can you get to a place of being in the constant balancing act of being unbalanced and still working and navigating through not being balanced all the time? Can you always be ready? And will you be that type of person who can execute in a short amount of time with tenacity, with drive, and with consistency? All right? Be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, y'all. It's real life, real talk. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'll catch y'all next week. Going live and wild on your radio dial. Listen to me. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Peace! And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.